sitting Gucci roll like they say up at UNLV. Young rebel, young money, nothing you can tell me.
All right, well, we're recording now. Well, we started recording. This is Slow Simcast, negative 30, season negative 30, episode 1.
Negative 30?
Negative 30.
Oh, maybe it's only 20. 18. Negative 18.
No, 16.
It would be negative 10.
I don't know. It's just, this is before the old commissioner was born, so.
You know, both Balls and I got married, and we didn't like it that much that we decided to jump in a time machine and go back to 1990 and start this thing over again.
Do I still have a ring on?
Yeah. we have, as another guest, a quick visit here from the commissioner. Commissioner, would you like to address your minions?
A quickie. It's just a quickie. Just a quickie. I hope you all enjoy it. I will.
It only takes you 2 seconds.
That's all I've heard you give.
Apparently it was enough, but we won't go there. So yeah, I don't know, the activity's been a little better since we brought it up. What you guys think about the activity lately?
Since GIF time?
Yeah,
since GIF time.
I honestly think once the league just starts getting a few more sims in and we actually have established like our teams and we know our role, for lack of a better term. I wasn't around
for the creation draft of Pelicans Report, so a lot of you are saying that, you know, it starts off slow, which makes sense. So I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping people get into it. I guess it's a little bit difficult to start something new, and then if you suck and your team's doing bad and you can't figure it out, you don't get as into it as quickly, but hopefully everybody just sticks it out and keeps trying and it stays competitive.
And like you said, I mean, really the biggest thing is just to stick around. And I think that once you get a little bit further into the season, get a couple podcasts in there, have business as usual, then I think things will start picking up. I just think it's the matter of just, you know, everyone getting their bearings with their team, finding out their best rotations or what works and what doesn't work. Know if they're in take mode for Dikembe Mutombo, whatever his name.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, sorry, I fucking messed that
up.
He was
only in the league for like 20 years.
Yeah, I know that guy. I just did the finger wag to Skype, but yeah, once you know if you're gonna be tanking for Mutombo or if you're gonna be competing,
tanking for Tumbo.
I just think there's so much that goes into the game plans that through three sims, people are probably spending more time trying to figure out what the hell is going on with this program than anything.
Well,
you know,
you can't talk trash.
Already seeing same inputs, and you know, we're not gonna call anybody out, but we're already seeing, you know, some teams that aren't doing that great. Post same. I mean, there's so much that goes in. It's so detailed that you see some of the he went same. Wignosi went same this week, but I mean, he tweaked this shit last sim, and I think he went undefeated. Like, there's so much that goes into it.
Right.
You can figure out. You get so much information from your team.
Well, there in that first sim, I went 6-2 and put same, and then I went 1-5. So I don't know that anybody can really read off of what we've gotten so far. But you're right. I mean, we talked about this the other day during the last sim, the sim 3 on Skype. And you were saying you still have – I mean, the website gives you a ton of information, but you still have to do some of that Excel logic, Excel spreadsheet kind of stuff.
To compare the sims, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not comparing sim – to sim, then you're not. I mean, you can't look at this. You can't look at the data on the index and get the efficiency and that tell you anything. I mean, it doesn't. It's just every sim lumped into one. If you're not comparing sim to sim and looking at your adjustments based on, you know, hey, I changed this. Did it improve or did it decline? Did I stay the same? You know, if you're not doing that, then you're not figuring out shit.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I haven't really gotten my spreadsheet up yet from what it was or what I had for the other league, but I haven't had really a chance to tweak my stuff too much. Now, outside of once Curry got hurt, you know, I made some changes, but that was out of necessity. I think the thing that intrigues most people is the decisions you have to make on defense. There's so much. And on top of that, I've always been kind of confused. I say always, but it's been like four sims. The defense, you can pick a primary and secondary defense, but can you set both of them to 10? Or does one have to be high and one have to be low?
No, they don't have to equal 10.
Okay.
They do not have to equal. They can both be set to 10. Now what that does, you know, I can't. You'd have to look at your play-by-plays and figure that out.
Right.
But you can set – yeah, you can set the – you know, because it's still going to – like we had one – I won't say any names, but we had one – I had one, and his was man 10. That was his primary. His secondary was something else, either help or trap or something, but that was 0. And in his play-by-play, he was still – that secondary defense was still coming up a lot. And he asked me, you know, hey, is it set correctly? You know, because, I mean, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, these games are truly – these games are truly coached, you know, obviously by the play-by-play. The computer does a good job of actually coaching the game. So, you know, I mean – it happens, you know, whatever defense is, I guess, I don't know. Maybe he has a hard-headed coach, but,
yeah,
you know, I mean, so, yeah, I'm not exactly, you know, sure how the numbers and when they play it, but
right.
For the most part, you know, it seems pretty accurate.
Yeah. Scott, any thoughts?
I think people are just overwhelmed right now. I mean, of course, fittingly, made the first trade of the whole league, and you know, and talking with people at trade talks, they're like, I don't even know what the hell's going on right now. So,
trade just gave me a look. Apparently, he hadn't seen the trade yet.
Yeah, what happened?
He's been around. I want to say, fuck you, balls, because that trade just you know, stabbed me right in the side.
Well, I couldn't let you win, you know.
Oh, man. Oh, don't worry. The trade deadline will not pass without the Mavs making a move.
Hey, you know, I mean, it worked out really well for you in the last league, so you should definitely do it.
What?
Trading.
Jokey joke. Yeah, I'm going to trade.
Where's the rest of them?
I don't really have any guys like that. Though.
Yeah, you know what I'm finding is that the trade market's really tough right now. Like, no, it's like I said, nobody knows what they have.
Yeah, people want to hold on to their picks, definitely. Yeah. Like, I noticed people are just really wanting to hold on to their picks. And teams who are good.
That's what went wrong in the last league, honestly.
Hint, Colts guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's doing really well, but his, like, second best player just got hurt.
Yeah.
So he's going to – I mean, I don't think he'll keep it up.
No, he's got to figure that out. The injuries, how Wig and Scar said, they are more prevalent. They are definitely – you know, injuries happen.
What did we end up setting our league settings to? Was it the 50% or 100 or
whatever he told me is the best? Okay. I think it was 50. Yeah, yeah. I think they said 50. Yeah. So whatever it's what it's at. But I mean, it's realistic. It's realistic.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I look at injuries right now, and they've got what 12 to 15 guys hurt from anywhere from 71 days to 2.
Yeah, and you have a lot of more – I noticed you have a lot of more nicks and bruises, you know, like David Robinson and Starks went down and they were day-to-day, like went down 5 days and 6 days. That shit happens a lot in real life. You know, these guys beat themselves up. So, you know, that's pretty good.
Speaking of injuries, we will be having a special guest on this podcast. And we haven't – Darth, this is the first time you're hearing it, I'm sure. We're going to bring somebody in to talk about common sim league injuries and, you know, how someone who has depression could be out longer than someone with a broken skull, you know, that kind of stuff.
He's a resident league physician.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he'll be joining us
probably in an hour.
He's actually
cool. So we're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably
right. But maybe next time. If we don't get him in this time, we'll get him in next time. And
is he a GM?
No,
he's a real resident friend of mine. So I talked to him. I was like, "Hey, you want to come and talk about these injuries?" And
dude, that's fucking awesome.
How ridiculous they are.
That's awesome.
He just laughed. He's like, "Yeah, absolutely." Really, he was actually at the Lost podcast, which we've discussed. Doug and I have discussed. Now we're probably going to post that one. The reason we took it down was because we kind of,
you know, bashed the commissioner.
We kind of bashed the commissioner a little too much. There was also extracurricular stuff going on there too, and wasn't my proudest moment, I'm sure. But it could be a fun listen, so we might post that one later. It's still up on the site.
How is what are your guys' opinions on the new forum outlook?
Are you talking about the color scheme?
The forum page, yeah, all of
I like it better than what it was.
Was that a basketball court?
Was it Wednesday night?
No.
Wednesday had like little dots and it had like the red background for
Yeah, that was while I was playing with it.
Yeah, I know. I figured you were tweaking.
So I might be the only person with a little bit of criticism, but
no, you're not the only, trust me.
Well, the only thing I don't get is why we made it a Pelicans logo.
Man, I'm just trying to make you fuckers happy. I'm just trying to make you fuckers happy. Everybody was all active and shit on PR, and no one even went on the Roost. Everyone talked shit about the Roost all the time.
We should consult Big Dub.
I'm trying to make it feel like home.
Big Dub.
Get Big Dub over here.
Yeah, have him.
Having him and RPF get together and
make a baby, a sim baby.
Yeah,
we should make that happen for like an actual podcast. Well, have those guys talk.
Yeah. I like the new layout. I think it looks pretty cool. I do understand what Balls is saying though. Like we can make it. You know, it doesn't have to. We can maybe leave it as is for right now, but then we can always change it up. Since I know we do bring in guys.
We can change this 50 different times. I was just fucking around with it because I knew people were saying that the original one was hard.
What do you think about us making like a Photoshop every time we have a player of the month and make the two players of the month?
That would be amazing. That'd be cool.
You know, the spotlight.
That would be fucking awesome. I don't care. Like I said, the other one was ugly and I wanted to change it a little bit, but yeah, if y'all got, you know, y'all want to get together and do something like that, that's fucking great.
Has anyone used the Pro Boards app yet?
No.
It's just like Tapatalk. It's the same setup as Tapatalk, exact same setup and everything, but it's a little glitchy, I found. I don't use it.
I've heard it's like the original Tapatalk, which I think Scott was still using up until just recently.
It is. You can do the notifications. I bought it.
I like the original Tapatalk better than the new one.
You might want to check out Pro Boards app. It's not awful. Yeah. It's, you know.
I probably will because, you know, I was saying every time I log in from my browser, it's making me, like, re-log in every single time.
Yeah, I don't know why yours does that.
Yeah, it seems weird. And I put Remember Me and all that stuff and
Yeah, it does it once in a while, but then you click login and then it'll log you in without having to type in a password.
See, I don't ever go, like, I keep the mobile. I don't know if y'all use the mobile, too. I keep the mobile pulled up on my phone, all the time.
Yeah, that's what I use. And it still does it.
That sucks. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be good if we can get people on board with getting on Pro Board mobile apps. I know a lot of people utilized Tapatalk, so.
Yeah. I have to go now. So I'll leave y'all. I just want to say that I do want to get. You see, I put up the Roost, and I'd like to get another board, Saints board, put up. And if someone has some free time, maybe, you know, anybody. It can be anyone. It doesn't have to be an admin. But if you're on a lot, I know Jay Howe helped out with the draft. He's on a lot. If somebody could take make it their job to update the Roost and Saints thread with news, articles, anything regarding that, that would be awesome. You know, make it somewhere where people go.
Okay.
And you know, people.
One last quick question for you. As Commissioner of League, which one do you see yourself more modeled towards? Stern, Selig, or Goodell?
Definitely not Selig, because you don't give a fuck.
The answer is your mom.
The answer probably is my mom. I would probably say Goodell, unfortunately. But, you know. Hey.
Yeah. Well, hey, enjoy work. Sorry couldn't get on earlier.
Well, yeah, hopefully I get off early because of this fucking storm, but I doubt it.
Always get off early.
We started with it and we finished with it.
It must be true.
All right, guys. Later.
Next start.
All right. Talk to you later. All right, guys. So we're gonna continue along with our actual league podcast.
So one real question, maybe Trey. I mean, I have insight on why I haven't been as active, but like, you know, maybe you can give us insight on why. And I'm not trying to call you out, but
no, it's fair.
I think this can help us solve league problems if we find out like someone like you who is hyperactive at the last league. Why you aren't as active now?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of things, but if you notice, it wasn't until I got Tapa Talk that I actually started participating in the boards as much, because it's much harder to keep up with what's going on in the website version of both of these forms. There's still the participated, but there's not that list of like, this is the most updated, this is what the guys are doing now. Like, I could tell.
It's not a great interface, right?
No. And that's a hard thing for me to do, because I'm not going to go back and read everything. And honestly, we started out with more pages and more forums right off the bat than I think we ever had for the other league. And that was mainly because, you know, we had a lot of talking going on about video games and stuff like that. And so it's just been a difficult thing for me to keep up with, because I can't see where people are. And I think that has a lot to do with what maybe some other people are dealing with too, because you can see on the apps like what the most recent thread was. And a lot of times that was league chat. But you know, like the start and sit for fantasy football and then the PlayStation 4, Xbox One conversations. Like, those things are good, but if you don't check them regularly, you never see what's going on.
Yeah.
Right.
So the app's a big deal to me. I also, you know, we started this, Balls, when you got married. And then I was in Baltimore last weekend. So there's been a couple times that I just haven't. I've been away almost on vacation, essentially.
That's fair, though.
From the league, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think like Trey was saying, a lot of things kind of coincide, and people actually brought up a good point. I think it was Energy I brought up a good point that the league was. We were very active because we didn't really know when the Sims were coming, and now that we have a set time. Guys are like, okay, I don't need to check back until 7 p.m. on a Wednesday or a Monday or a Friday. And not to say that people don't check in between, but I think that'll quell some of the conversation that was had in between. Yeah. Like the general like shit talking or just nonsensical banter that came on, which is great, which would I think would gave our league a lot of character.
But I also wouldn't go back to not having a schedule.
Oh, I agree.
Just one quick point from Darth. Fuck Daughtry. All right.
You hear that, Loco?
So, I mean, I think that's the biggest deal. you know, I'm actually going to be home a lot more coming up. I've been assigned to a remote project, so I'll probably be on my computer a lot more with a lot more free time. But, yeah, it's just the site's hard to keep up with. I think that's my biggest gripe. And that's always, you know, Scott used to have to update me when things were happening because yeah. I wasn't the first place that I went to. It wasn't where I was going to. Like, I wasn't going to waste time there. Like, that's just, I didn't see the utility in that.
Yeah.
And it's not, I know that that's there. I know that, you know, we have that fun that's available, but it's just hard to really navigate, you know, if you don't know where everything's going at the time.
Speaking of which, before we continue on with that, did you happen to make a tray, a thread for the podcast, so for people to submit questions?
No, I did not. Because
that is also another way we can get more activity, especially when we know, when people know podcasts are coming. I think that kind of generated some buzz.
You see my point, right?
Oh, I do.
Because if we create a thread, who's going to even know that thread exists?
Right, right.
Right.
That's one thing maybe we should, I mean, I honestly think, like, pushing, you obviously can't make people, especially since the Pro Boards app is you know, it's $2.99, you have to pay for it to get it. Not that it's overly expensive, but the fact that you have to pay for an app versus Tapatalk, I think the beta version was out where you can get it for free.
I bought both versions of that. I mean,
I ended up buying it,
and
too.
And it ended up being really useful. I mean, this is...
Yeah, but some people are in different financial situations than others, so...
Yeah.
You know.
And I also think Grand Theft Auto came out last week, and I put 5 hours into that game. It's just one of those things, like, this was my video games there for a little while, too, where I'd rather do this than really anything on a console. And they've had some really good stuff come out lately. So it's been, you know, I know I'm not, that's a small percentage of the people in our league, but, you know, there's a bunch of people still playing, like, Grand Theft Auto, which just came out last week.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, I think it all come back once once a lot more people get more acclimated to the league.
I think when people actually start getting some equity into their teams, you know, I think that's when they'll start to get active. But it takes time.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to tell, you know, that's what we're telling Darth about, you know, when it first happened, it took time for the league to become what it was.
I mean, we all really, like, you know, we talked about it a little bit, and even in the beginning, you know, I was excited about my team my first year. There was a little banter here and there, but it wasn't as nearly as active as it was maybe year three. You know, once people actually had invested some time into their team,
and actually look at this too. I mean, Scott was on his honeymoon last week. Pelicans 78 has been non-existent so far in the league. These are two of the guys that have kind of drove the conversations and drove the trash talk. No offense, Scott, but that's just one of those things. You know, without a couple of key players from that, like, me against the world, Wave has not been doing that very much, which he was very good at in the other league. B-Ball, from what I've seen, has not been doing that as much. So I just think a lot of people are kind of hunkered in on their own teams and just haven't, like, they're not going to talk shit if they end up going 0-50 for the rest of the season.
I think, you know, the rivalries need to start establishing too. I think a lot of that, like, you had that between Balls and Rockets and Balls and Sonics,
right,
and like Loco and the Mavs, you know, that kind of shit really kind of hyped up a lot of stuff. And once teams start matching up and once playoffs come around, I have a very good feeling that things will definitely pick up then. And once the hype of the draft comes around, I know that guys that aren't in the playoffs will be, you know, hyped up about that. So those are the I mean, not to say that the regular season isn't exciting, but it definitely brings more additional excitement. It's a different twist to the league that we always see towards the end of the season. So that said, I think we should probably switch gears and talk more about, let's talk about the actual what's happened so far in the league with, like, standings and teams and injuries and everything like that. I know we'll hold off on injuries until the league doctor shows up, if he does. But let's just look at the two conferences as a whole. Balls, what is your opinion? Which conference do you see as a Which is a stronger conference in your opinion?
It's hard to tell right now because like we were talking about before, like people don't even know how to use a game plan. But I mean, as of right now, I think I've got to say the East just because they've got one really dominant team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's the only team in this whole league that's really, you know, put their name on it, basically.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it. You know, everybody else is pretty much equal as far as the divisions are concerned. And like we said, the Magic will probably start falling, so that Atlantic division is going to be, you know, a 550 is probably going to win. 550 winning percent might win the damn conference. Yeah. But
That Eastern that Atlantic division is really heated. Like, I mean, I think it's like, how many games is it? It's like less than five games between first and last. So, I mean, there's no, like, differential there.
Right. So, I say the East now, but with the trade deadline looming soon.
Yeah. Same with the Pacific, man. I mean, the Pacific is looking just about almost as dead even, if not more dead even than the Atlantic division. I mean, they're both, you know, there's five games separating first and last. And, you know, obviously some teams will start pulling away as they get their standings. And I know you had just made a trade trading away one of your starters
for a first. I don't think the Clippers really stand a chance. They're playing a lot of guys out of position. They're not well built and they've got some injuries. So I think he's going to take some time. I know he really likes to build his team around defense. And
yeah.
He just didn't get the draft that he really wanted to. And he was having, you know, a baby at the time. So you can't really blame him.
Yeah.
You know, because real life does happen.
I mean, just in our immediate circle here of guys that know each other coming into this league, I mean, we've had so much stuff going on. You know, especially G. Messi, who, you know, is right now probably not sleeping much at all. You know, this is the kind of thing he probably would get a lot of input on if it wasn't for just
life
in general, right?
Right.
But, I mean, I don't really, other than the Hawks being completely and totally dominant, it's, I don't know, it's all up for grabs at this point.
Well, and him and maybe one or two other guys are the only ones that have ever even played this game, so yeah. I kind of expected him to dominate early.
Yeah. I don't know that I have him.
Any teams that really, outside of the Hawks, obviously, that I think just Wignosi's experience with the new version of the game, I think he's just familiar with it more than we are. We're still tinkering playing around with it.
We're talking the difference between like a Fisher-Price toy and like advanced Legos and advanced, like, yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we had four settings to deal with on a game plan at like with 20 possibilities or whatever of different combinations. And the problem is we don't have, there's so much going on that, now, I mean, I just recently read up on the defenses enough to understand that I've probably really been shooting myself in the foot. I expected the Hawks to really dominate, honestly.
I think we all kind of had that feeling since he would know how to, like, you know, just in general, just understanding how the system works. He's run so many seasons that he has a good feeling for how to make adjustments. Well, we're all still trying to figure it out.
I'm sure he appreciates being a participant now instead of running that other league.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that it gives him a little bit of time to relax.
Exactly.
And just have fun.
What players? Can you guys tell me what players have stood out? Because I don't know.
Let's get a league leaders real fast.
I mean, I know that I think Reggie Miller won. Did he win player of the month?
Yeah. Well, Karl Malone was huge.
Karl Malone's averaging 36 points per game, which is by far insane. I mean, honestly, the ones that stand out to me are, I mean, obviously David Robinson and Hakeem are huge. But, I mean, shit, where'd he go?
3.7 blocks.
Well, you know, a big surprise is a guy like Eddie Johnson, who's number 10 in scoring.
Yeah.
I mean, he was drafted, he was actually drafted in round two, but I don't think anybody expected this.
Well, another one is the for the Lakers. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Ball's Wayman Tisdale. You got him in, what, the fourth round, and he's averaging 25 points a game?
That's crazy.
Fifth round.
Oh, okay. Wow, that, yeah.
That's crazy.
How
many points per game did you say?
24.9, so almost 25. That's insane. And then, I think a lot of teams have – there's been a lot of teams that have, like, a good and solid – now that we can actually distinguish who our sixth man is and establish a guy off the bench, I think there's a lot of good bench players out there, too, in this league that are getting – that are really getting a chance. I don't really know other teams yet and who their bench guys are. But for example, like for my team, I have Catledge, who's only playing 25 minutes a game, but he's averaging almost 20 points a game.
Yeah, that sounds.
So I mean, he's been huge off the bench, and I mean the rotation I have for those guys, I think really.
Let me ask y'all about your rotations, and you don't have to give away any secrets or anything like that, but hold on, we're trying to add in.
Nola just got online, so we're going to see if we can add Nola in. I don't know how to get there. Do you have him on yours or no?
I don't think so. Tell him just to call me. As far as the minutes go, I'm sure you guys have your starter set to like, what, 32, 36, something along those lines?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's like 38, 36.
So how do you balance your bench minutes right now? Do you have them going a majority to like two or three players and then kind of tailing off and just seeing who the game puts in at that point? Or
I just try to limit, what is it, 240 minutes? Uh-huh. So I just spread out the minutes after that, but I don't have a ton of bench players that even deserve playing time.
Yeah. I think I have most of my minutes going between seven guys. Like, two of my bench players either have, I think it's 23 minutes and 27 minutes between the two of them.
Yeah.
So the rest of my bench, I think it's like two guys who are getting like 6 minutes apiece. So, I mean, I don't know what that's going to do as far as affecting the injuries and things like that, but it should, I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm waiting to see how it plays out because I don't want to run my guys into the ground, especially some of these bigger guys who just, may not be as strong. Well, we have a new addition to the call. We lost the commissioner there, and then we just kept talking, and now we're adding in
Nola.
Nola, capital N-O-L, lowercase a, period.
Period.
Obviously I've been saying it wrong the whole time. So how do you pronounce that?
I forgive everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just go with Nola. I got used to the Nola Slim kind of pronouncement, so.
Oh, God. And please excuse Nola. He was unprepared for the podcast. He's not intoxicated right now, so.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The podcast isn't
give him
that
a few
long.
Moments to really get it in.
Right.
But, anyway, but back to what you were saying, Trey, about
minutes,
balancing your minutes on your bench. I think after you have your starting five, like mine, with Del Curry, I had to reallocate my minutes to my bench guy that was my backup 2-1. I really have two major players off the bench rotating between point and shooting guard, and then I have Catledge, who's rotating between power forward and small forward. And then have like a center that's just like playing like 10 to 16 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Are we going to have our like general 20 minutes of Bucks talk?
Fuck you. All right.
It has to be.
I mean, it's well,
we're only 36 minutes into this call.
I know.
We spent 10 of it on the buck.
Suck my buck. All right.
Buck you.
Buck my balls.
All right. So, seeing as we're starting a new league and we have the king of media now on the call, what kind of new stuff do we do with the league? What kind of new ideas can we pump into a forum that we own completely? So, GIFs alone have been on point that we couldn't do on PR.
We've been warned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got warned again?
Well,
not recently.
We've been warned before.
At PR or on ours?
Ours.
On ours. I got warned for the GIF on RPL versus Easy.
Wait. I'm sorry. This shows you how inactive I've been over the last week.
Well, this wasn't recently. This is a while back.
Who owns? Like
we first opened up the form, and we made a separate form for RPF versus Easy to do their gift wars, and I just threw in a bouncing girl, and that was it.
Well, who's monitoring this?
I think it was an open public sub-form that the computer saw and recorded us.
It's the moderators of all of this, whatever this board's called.
Pro Board.
Pro Board.
Yeah, we have all the guests. That's like the computers and all that, I think.
Nice.
I got you. So, but if we have like private boards where only our members can log in and see, then we could probably do that there, though, right?
I saw post up a birthday cake.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't? Okay.
Oh. Anyways, so, again, Nola, what kind of ideas do you have here? I mean, I know you're the king of this stuff. You throw out things that none of us really think about. And what kind of ideas? Where can we go with this?
Me personally, I'm just trying to get started with trying to bring back some of the power rankings. I mean, this whole new system just brings in new statistics like the player advance statistics that we never had before. So I don't have to makeshift any of those formulas, which were kind of bad. Anyways, it kind of ranked everybody bad.
Do we have any team rankings, like team score, like
just marginal?
Oh, okay.
Marginal stats. I mean, I guess try to use something like that. Yeah. I don't put too much emphasis on individual stats, like what each player does, because that would just take way too much time to do every team.
Yeah.
But ideas. I like what Balls did last night, trying to start a shit fest.
For what? Who won each division? Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad that the podcast is back, personally. Because I listened to everyone the last time, and I got a couple ideas from it, like the shaving cap space for...
Oh, yeah.
That was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, and it didn't work for me when I had it.
It's like, Trey, I was like, Trey, I got the idea from you.
I know, but I didn't do a good job of it, apparently. Like, people didn't trust me, like... Oh, what am I getting with this? No, okay, you don't understand what's going on.
They saw my team, and it was, like, pathetic. So they just, I think it was more pity trades.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I definitely like the Skype, what we've done with the Skypes and doing the Sims at the same time. I've only participated in, like, one of those so far, but I think what it's done is it's brought everybody even more connected than we were before. So this kind of stuff, I mean, we've already had Darth on this call. Now you're on this call. Like, it's very easy if people know, like, we can pull somebody in for a few minutes, talk to them, or even just have the whole group talking. And I think it makes for better podcasts at this point.
I know Loco's pretty active on it. Bao's been getting on it finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys just – obviously podcasts, if we do them during the day, it's obviously going to be harder with work and everything. But – if we have, like, sometimes we've had in the past, we've had weeknight podcasts where we do a call. I mean, if those happen again, I mean, we could definitely get more people involved.
Yeah.
Or even do, like, a live podcast sim once in a while, you know? Like,
right.
We did that once before where Darth, like, flew off the handle, and it was awesome.
Well, you can record. The thing is, you can record these calls that you guys have done already.
Uh-huh.
You can record those calls. So you can record the Sims and then post them. They get a little long in the tooth, but yeah. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I like the football night Sim, too. I tried to get one of those going, but no one wanted to watch the Browns.
Oh, nice.
I was traveling, but that was actually turned out to be the best Thursday night game so far. So I think, like you said, the Skype Sims, I think, have been pretty cool. I think those bring a nice little twist if anyone can join in. Again, I know some guys are just, they don't have Skype or they don't use it as much, but I know C-Pred just got on every once in a while. We haven't had Inner get on, but I know he's busy with work.
Yeah.
When he's available, he tries. It'd be great to get Rocket 78 back in. I mean, when we had him on the podcast a couple seasons back in the other league, he had some really good insights.
He was good.
And it was good to hear from him. So again, it'd be great to get him back on board and get him more involved. But I know he also has a newborn at home, a few months removed from very newborn. But so he might be busy with the baby too. So that's, again, understandable. Life, obviously. Sim League is not almost over everything.
Yeah, we got to get it back to
almost. Babies are an exception.
Yeah, but
That trade did bring up a good thing, though. Like, is there anything else we could do? Like, any other ideas?
Well, I would
maybe
like...
Maybe we could open this up to the forum, too.
Honestly, with all the stuff that we're involved in at this point, I mean, I know you guys have a fantasy football league going. We've been, you know, we're getting closer to the PlayStation, Xbox launches. Like, we should spend some time on stuff like... And also, the Pelicans are about to kick off. We should probably save a couple minutes on these podcasts to talk just bullshit stuff. Like, we don't have to fill the whole hour with Sim League stuff. I mean, this is, it's as much about the people who are participating in these similar activities than anything.
Yeah.
What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So, should we all gang up on Doug now about PlayStation 4? Is this a good...
I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah, I really do, though. I've been holding it. But now that you're gonna try to gangbang me about PlayStation 4, I might as well go. I can hear it from the restroom.
Never mind.
I won't get any words in anyway. You're selling it to me.
This segment is not going to be as good.
I think when the Pelicans play, maybe I saw was that you, Scott, who did the Pelicans ruse? Or is that Dar?
That was Dar.
I think that would be good when the actual Pelicans play. That would be kind of interesting because I know a lot of us are pretty excited about it. I know there's a couple of out-of-towners.
Yeah, yeah. I just got my group of tickets, so I may end up having some games open too. Balls, I ended up keeping those other two tickets, so as long as I can kind of like fill them out and get people to buy, you know, the pairs of tickets, then I'm going to keep them for playoffs.
You bought four?
I did sign up for four. I haven't canceled them yet. I still can, but I've talked to like Garrett and Paul and you know, a couple other people about, you know, going to a couple games. Jason has been interested in getting some games, so I don't think it'll be a problem selling the tickets,
yeah,
like to friends of ours. And even, I mean, you can get a couple. We can get a couple people from Sim League to get a couple too. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I still got some time to debate on it, basically. But I wanted to make sure that I got tickets to, like, the Heat and the rest of the weekend games, you know?
I know I'll be looking for some tickets on the spare because I didn't get any groups or anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to be getting rid of them as face value, so.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I'm not trying to get anything out of them. I'm just trying to hold on to the seats for playoffs, so.
Playoffs.
If it happens. So, I mean, I know camp just started. Y'all hearing anything out of camp right now, or?
Now, the only thing I heard really was about them trying to set the lineup, and everybody pretty much is excited about Anthony Davis as usual. But like Tyreek's coming off the bench for sure. So is Ryan Anderson.
I'm just so pumped for the season. You can ask Trey. I'm wearing my Pelicans hat.
This guy looks like a homer right now. It's not even
a Pelicans T-shirt, my Pelicans hat, and
he walked in and I got angry, but.
It says the guy with the Red Sox shirt and a Red Sox hat on.
This doesn't technically say Red Sox on it. It says blood, sweat, and beards. Okay?
Nice. It's in the same color as your hat, which
Barstool
is
Sports, all right?
Gray and red.
Yeah, anyways, I mean, I'm pumped about him. I'm really psyched. And the only games I could really guarantee that I'll be able to go to, kind of like you know, Doug and Scott, are the weekend tickets. And the weekend draw is really good. I mean, honestly, you know, you have the Lakers, you have the Heat. Those were additional games. But then you had the Thunder, the Bulls, the Celtics were on there. I know the Celtics aren't a good team, but, you know, it's always kind of fun to have that franchise come in here because they, you know, we can beat up on them this year. So we owe them a couple. But we you know, it's a good draw. There's 12 games in that package that ended up working out really well.
I mean, do you guys see us making the playoffs possibly?
I really think it's going to depend on how we start out. It's going to be hard to say, you know, that we're just going to mesh automatically. But if we can get rolling right away, I don't see why we couldn't.
I mean, you got talent.
We have the talent. It's just whether or not, like, Eric Gordon's a huge piece of it. And I think he's going to miss the first 2 weeks of camp, isn't he?
He is. Man, I thought he was healthy.
I think that he.
He's getting in shape, so he won't be a full participant, but yeah, he'll miss some time, but he should be ready for some of the preseason games, but he won't play every single one of them.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, I guess, compared to previous years.
I'd rather him do that and just get 100%, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and honestly, in his case, and this is kind of the benefit of what we did in the offseason, if he does end up being an asshole and doesn't play, we do have Reek to put right there in the two spot. So I think we should be fine there. I
mean, we're loaded in the guard.
The problem with that is, you know, we had the worst bench last year. So part of signing Reek and putting Anderson on the bench would be so we can improve that bench.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we really do need Gordon.
They really need to pick up the pace too.
I'm hoping to see good things. Pieces. I'm hoping to see good things from Rivers because he looked good in the summer league. I mean, I know it's summer league competition, and if he looked bad, we sure as hell would have told him. But I'm kind of excited to see what he can do because I'm wondering if it's slowed down. The game slowed down a little bit for him. If he's going to be little better.
You know, Nola and I were talking about this last night. I don't see a ton of minutes for Rivers.
No, I mean,
depending on the Gordon.
It depends on an injury too, though.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean,
that's when he gets his minutes.
Yeah, I guess you're gonna put. I mean, most those guys are gonna play. I mean, Reek's never gonna be the point guard, is he?
He could be.
He could be.
It depends on the game, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's not a make or break thing. It's nice to have a guy who might be growing up a little bit there, but. Hell, let's try to trade him to the Celtics for some. Oh no, his dad doesn't coach there anymore, does he?
No, it's Clippers.
I mean,
Clippers.
If depending on who comes out, like if there's no Ryan Anderson out there to stretch the outside, and there's like no Anthony Morrow, I think you might see him move. And like Drew's out, of course, I think he might move to a point guard role, bringing the ball up the court and all that.
No, but I'm pretty excited about that. What about the? Let's move over to our other local team. Might as well. How about the Zephyrs? I'm sorry.
Trey, I hate to do this, and I hate to be right on this, but didn't I tell you about Georgia?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? You were right, and I was wrong. Georgia's a very good team, but honestly, first off, if that defense keeps playing the way they're playing, then we're not going to win any more games. But secondly, if we can get our shit together, all we have to do is win out, and we'll get to play Georgia again. And national championship. We've been on this. Competing for national championship is really like the key thing. I mean, if we beat Alabama and A&M, and we win, we have a chance of winning the SEC. I see that as a huge accomplishment, especially this year.
With how deep the SEC is.
But you also have the. I mean, I don't think those other teams are going to stay undefeated. And, you know, Stanford and Oregon have to play each other. Clemson and Florida State will have to play each other. Like, you know, I mean, there's a couple other teams. Who's the other big undefeated team right now?
Oregon? Oh, not in SEC.
No. Oregon and Stanford will have to play each other. And I'm not sure that both of them will stay undefeated.
I think Oregon will.
I think Oregon could.
Oregon's, like, this is probably
Stanford
the best.
Had to beat
this them. Is probably the best Oregon team, but we always see these teams kind of stutter a little bit too.
Yeah.
So.
I think Oregon and Clemson will probably end up making it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, didn't Ohio State almost lose to Wisconsin?
That's right. Ohio State's a good team. But
they play four cupcake teams.
Yeah. They don't.
And they finally play a decent team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least we have the Saints, who are 4-0. I mean, honestly, it's a huge deal when, like, one or two losses in college football are like game changers, like season enders, essentially. But then you lose five games in the NFL and you had a great season. So
that's because the NCAA, you play five power puffs a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I like what you
play something like 65 or 70% of your games at home.
Yeah.
You know, like the big teams I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like what I've seen from the Saints so far. I think that's a complete understatement. They look really good. Unfortunately, there are some other teams that are just—they look unstoppable.
Everybody's picking against us this week against the Bears.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of time with my wisdom teeth removal, and I watch a lot of ESPN. But everybody's picking against us.
Well, it's not going to be cold enough there for that to be a factor.
It's like didn't they just watch Detroit Lions? Run up and down the field.
The Lions can have with Reggie Bush. We gave Darf so much shit about picking Reggie Bush, but Reggie Bush is having a career year.
Yeah, but the whole problem with that, Doug, is nobody has a problem with his talent or his ability, but he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, and he's already spent some time hurt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not – this isn't a new thing there.
I'm a huge Reggie Bush fan, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm putting up a thread.
Oh, okay. Well – now?
So, yeah. What about that PlayStation 4?
PlayStation 4. I'm pretty pumped about that.
Oh, we're back to this.
Well, I was talking to Scott yesterday about the big titles I'm most excited about, and those three games are all coming out, like, next week on PlayStation 3. So, I don't know that there's a huge next-gen game that I'm super excited about, but I am pumped about NBA. Did y'all see the five-second trailer this week?
Yeah.
With LeBron?
The gameplay trailer? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
Well, no, it was LeBron. And LeBron was shooting around. And you couldn't really tell what was real LeBron and what was digital LeBron. But he attacks the goal. And then they cut to what is essentially 5 seconds of watching players move around and shoot and attack the goal. And it looks really fluid. I mean, and that's one thing that 2K has always done a great job with that game.
Yeah.
But if they can, if the game moves that well, and, you know, that this, I mean, obviously it has to, because even if it's replays, it's not,
right.
You know, that's right. Live action. That's from the game. If it moves like that, that may be the only thing I play for the first, like, 3 months.
Can you imagine how fun it would be if we had, like, three people we knew to play together?
Yeah. Nola, are you planning on getting one?
The next gen?
Yeah.
Not until like next year, I think.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty broke, so it's amazing.
At least it's not $600.
Nah, at least I got my Xbox 360.
Yeah.
But I barely ever play that anyway. I just
bullshit on mine. I'm the same way. I don't really play mine right now. But there's a game coming out that it's weird because there's some new games coming out for Xbox 360 and for PS3. That you know they're going to be releasing probably for the Xbox One and PS4, like Grand Theft Auto.
We just talked about Grand Theft Auto, and Grand Theft Auto they don't have a PC release yet, but Grand Theft Auto, there's a lot of speculation that in like 6 months they'll release like the complete game edition for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Now, that didn't stop me from picking up Grand Theft Auto 2 weeks ago. It certainly won't stop me from picking it up again if need be, if it comes out on next-gen consoles.
The game I was talking about, though, is Destiny. That's like really big hype game, but it's from Bungie. It's coming out for both systems.
Yeah, but what's it's not Destiny coming out until next year, I don't think.
Oh, no, I think it's getting released this year.
I don't think so.
Really? I thought it was supposed to be released this year.
I've looked.
I keep seeing advertisements for it, so that's why I was wondering if it was this year's release or next year.
But
what's Destiny about?
Yeah,
Destiny's just another space first-person shooter. I mean, it's Bungie; it's the people who did Halo, so
right. They
kind of know what they're doing. But it's a big, it's like a massive multiplayer online game, essentially, but first-person shooter.
So the only game I know that's coming out soon that I want is that new Battlefield game.
Yeah, Battlefield looks good. I've heard, like, when they had the beta recently, like, it didn't look good. So I think they're still trying to fix some of that. I'm not going to pre-order that one. But I am excited. I am hearing great things. Obviously, Watch Dogs has been, like, everyone's game of the show for, like, 2 years now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that on next gen. And Assassin's Creed's another one that I've heard nothing but great things since E3 this year. It just keeps getting more and more buzz on it, and so I'm looking forward to that. But I'm a big fan of those games. I know it's
so different.
Scott, what was the other one you were thinking about getting? You were getting the Call of Duty bundle, weren't you?
Yeah, it's the only thing I had open.
Yeah.
Ghost, I think.
It looks good. I mean,
but all those games are good. I mean, all the Call of Duties are good. So it's not like you're going to get a bad game.
No. And it's usually one of the better online games, honestly.
Call of Duty? Yeah, it's all right.
So, I mean, you look at Xbox 360's most played games and you'll see like the last 5 Call of Duty games, you know, and Halo 4. So, like,
yeah, it's massive.
That's your list. I mean, those are
killed by those 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's the only reason I don't like it. They have some people that just live on it.
I hate getting sniped in this last one. I can't play. I just get sniped every time. I gave up. I put it away.
That sounds about right.
That sucks.
I think I told Doug about it when I was playing. I just got rage quit. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Makes me glad I paid $60
for it. Right. I'm going to play campaign mode.
You spend most of the matchup playing respawning, right?
Wait, what?
So you spend most of the match respawning.
Oh, I know. In like different areas of the map where I have no teammates, I like spawn right next to someone with a sniper. I hate it. I put it away. I'm going to just wait for Battlefield whenever I get out for break.
You're talking about the Star Wars Battlefield? Or are you talking about Battlefield 4? War. Yeah.
Yeah, I just like the little squad. I like how you can do the squads and how it's more objective. You have to attack it.
There's always, like, on Call of Duty, there's always this, like, me against the world mentality.
I'm a lone wolf, and you can't tame me. But then I die, so.
Yeah, you're dead lone wolf, you know. But yeah.
Confidence.
Well, you don't really die, so, I mean, there's no reason.
Yeah. I instant respawn, so no repercussions.
Right. So anyway,
I'm going through right now, looking at some of the matchups coming up this sim. Sorry to jump back into the actual sim league, but I'm looking at some of the days, and they got some pretty big matchups coming up. They got on the 12th, they have the Jazz at the Mavericks, so that's like the battle for like the number one spot in the Midwest, as a good option. And then they also had on the 10th, they have the Pelicans at the Hawks, which is going to be another computer. One. That's a computer. The computer versus the brain.
Yeah, that would be good.
That should be a good matchup. Did you guys? Not to put any of y'all on the spot, but did you notice any other matchups coming up for you guys or for other teams in your divisions that look interesting?
The Pelicans versus the Bulls.
Pelicans and Bulls.
Computer will crash.
What day is that on? Is that, I didn't even see that.
I just made that up.
Oh. Well, I'm sure it'll happen at some point. It has to.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. I play, I think, like 5 away games in a row. So.
Yeah, that'll be a good test for your team.
I'm testing something out.
Yeah, because you were saying the other night your road record is pretty dismal. So might as well test out some things on the road, see what works, right?
Right. I mean,
can't be worse than what you had.
No point in just doing the same thing over and over when I could at least try. See what might work down the road against some teams. Because I think I play a lot of specialized teams this round, so.
Yeah.
See what works.
Cool. Balls, any matchups for you?
I just traded away my third best player.
So now,
I can't wait to beat the Fox.
Yeah, and you probably will.
No, in this game, yeah. I mean, I have tough matchups, but I play the Hawks once.
But yeah. We'll
see. Hawks? I mean, nobody has enough knowledge to know who they really want to go after right now, you know?
Right, and that kind of comes back to what we were talking about earlier about how you just don't really know what other teams have in them until they figure out their own game plans. So guys that may be 500 or just below 500 may be at 600 and a couple sims, you know?
Yeah.
Turnaround seems to be pretty easy. Like, I mean, I think we talked about last time, Jay Hal jumped from 1-6 to 6-1 or to 6-2 or something like that in 2 sims. So, just by tweaking his defense. So, it can be a pretty quick turnaround. But anyway, do you guys have anything else you want to contribute before we call this over and done with?
Do you want to come tell everybody hi?
Trey is, I
can't talk.
Well, the game just started.
Hi.
Anyways, this is Mrs. Trey with an A. She's walking. Okay,
she
that was a quick.
Told Trey
that was quick.
Go away.
Hey,
Yeah, I already have the game started up, so.
Okay, cool. So Trey's going to go watch the Red Sox lose. So we're,
come on, man. This is the playoffs.
Let's go, mate.
Choke.
Scott said earlier, he said, "Let's go Rays," and he's like, "Oh, sorry, that was a typo. I meant to say, let's go Trays."
All right. Well, so, I'll be quick about getting this up, and we'll have our resident, our league resident on next time, or we may have a quick report later. We'll see. We might have an addendum to the double podcast today. So
yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's been good, and until next time, slow.
Slow.
Slow, mom.
All right. Bye, guys.